In these days of great shaking around the world, let us remember what Hebrews 12:26-27 says. But now God has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words, once more, indicates the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably, with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. The Bible promises us that in these days of shaking, the things of the kingdom of heaven will remain. This verse also says, not that we have received, not that we will receive, but that we are receiving God's kingdom. It is not the past nor future tense, but the present. One of the most important things to understand about the kingdom of God is that the kingdom is both now and later. We have the deposit now, yet still await the fulfillment. We have healing now and glorified bodies later. We have forgiveness of sins now, perfection later, and we have victory over the enemy now and annihilation of the enemy later.